5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is The Burt Show.
Me and my father-in-law get along great, but I think we probably have the same problem that a lot of guys have with each other. We have no idea how to show our emotions to each other.
I have a long history of not telling my wife's family that when they say I love you to me, I don't say it back the first time. The first time Stacy said I love you to me, I didn't feel it yet. You know, I wasn't sure, so I didn't say I love you back, and that was pretty uncomfortable. But like 2 nights ago, her dad was on the phone with me, and we were just getting ready to hang up when he basically said, I love you, and I didn't quite catch it, you know? I wasn't sure if he really said I love you or not, because I said to him, do you want to say goodbye to Stacy? And he said, no, just tell her I love you and you too, and I'll talk to you later. It was kind of hidden. Mm. He kind of stealthed me on the whole love
thing. So he didn't come out and say, I love you.
No, he brought it in with both, I think.
He put it on the mattress and then made the bed over it, so to speak.
Yeah. I mean, I really couldn't tell if it was a true I love you or not.
I think he was saying I love you.
I don't know. I just don't know. So what I was going to do is call. Jeff suggested I call him because I should have called, you know, last night or the night before, and I didn't. And mm-hmm. I should have flat out asked him, you know, did you say I love you or not? And that would have been fine. But guys can't do that, right?
No, guys are different. You guys are a different breed.
Jeff suggested I call him today and just, like, do some random question to him. And then before I sign off, say I love you and see if he'll say it back. Or I can come clean and just go, hey, did you say I love you the other night?
Yeah, and I was telling you to do that to him.
What are you feeling right now? What would be more natural for you right now?
To just come clean and go, hey, did you say I love you?
I think you should.
I think you should follow your gut.
No.
Yes. And then say I love you.
Love you. Okay,
no, I think you just call him and ask him a question and end it by saying love you.
And see what he says back.
No, that's going to be so bizarre if you're like, does that new Diet Coke with lemon really taste like tab? Okay, I love you. Bye.
And just end it, like, refer to something that you were talking about.
Just
and
then
say, hey, real quick, I'm on the air, but I got a quick question for you. And turn our mics off so he can't hear us.
Wait, but Bert, if you do it the other way, you'll know if he actually said it to you because you're asking him and then you're saying it back to him. You're reciprocating.
Yeah, that would be the honest way, but it's not the radio friendly way.
Yeah, we need the radio way.
Gosh.
Okay, I'm taking you guys offline, okay, so hopefully
you
can't hear me.
Enter your account code.
315.
I don't think he can hear you guys.
Okay.
I'm going to tell him we're on the radio anyway.
Yeah, so he doesn't sue us.
Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Bert.
Bert, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good.
I'm doing the show right now. We're on the air, actually.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. We've got an on-air bet. Jeff here always believes he's right, and he can never say when he's wrong. And we were just talking about golf, and, you know, there's no more hardcore golf guy than you, right?
Well, I guess not.
I told him that an eagle is when you get a hole-in-one, right? And he said an eagle is two over on a hole.
No, an eagle's two under.
Two under.
So that's what
both
I said.
Wrong.
No, I said two under.
No, you did say
you
again.
You just didn't know how to forget it.
All right, I figured. How are you doing?
Not bad. How about you?
Doing good. There's $100 on the table, and I thought I was going to win $100.
Oh, wait, I can lie, Bert.
Thanks. All right, you just cleared it up for us. Thanks.
Okay.
All right, love you, man.
See you, man.
See
ya.
Nicely done. You know what the best part about that is? the fact that he's going to spend the next 48 hours wondering if you really said that to him.
So he's going through the same thing I went through.
Way to spin it around. Nicely done.
This is The Bert Show.